All right, it's Monday. You know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 66, season 3, episode 19. Whoop, there it is. Tag team back again.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys will figure it out later.
Yeah, it'll make sense later.
I can't say any more of that because they'll probably like, sue me. It's a little Geico, probably. To a scoop of cookie dough. That is Rocky Road.
All right. So happy birthday real quick to Derek Lewis, TJ Dillashaw, Hikuleu.
Yeah, him.
Matthew Stafford, Chris Rock, Garth Brooks, and Ashton Kutcher.
Okay.
A little bit all over the place there.
Strain of the day is jealousy. That is kind of all over the place. Okay. So we didn't really make an assignment, I don't think.
No, I think we like mentioned NXT, but nothing was really set in stone this week.
All right.
I did watch NXT.
All right, so it's fucking. Let's just start with NXT then.
Yeah, NXT was kind of weird this week. There was like Cora Jade versus
Raquel Gonzalez.
Raquel Gonzalez, which, like, I like Cora Jade, but I feel like they push her a little too much, you know? Because honestly,
who are they gonna push?
Yeah,
Wendy Cho, who's like stealing credit cards. As a face.
So, I don't know. But yeah, I just, like, she's still really young.
She's young, but they're gonna, they give the respect one. It's the fucking Jeff Hardy Undertaker thing.
Yeah.
Cause she took her, you know what I mean? Now they're gonna go be fucking
Now they're gonna Dusty go Classic. Win the Dusty Classic, because she was trying to prove to her that she could fucking win, but take a beating, I guess, more or less. I guess it's more or less take a beating than anything. And then Mandy Rose got hit in the face with spaghetti and cake, which the cake was kind of disappointing to me, because if you're going to have a whole sheet tray of cake in a wrestling thing and I know you're going to hit her with it, she like threw it at her, but it like barely touched her. Like there was no cake breakage, no like she should have had a face full of fucking cake and frosting. That was a little botchy to me. If you're gonna do it right.
You're gonna complain about how the cake was thrown.
Yes, I'm gonna complain about how the cake was thrown. I wanted to see like a full face of cake because that would have been funny.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm retarded, I guess.
That's kind of the most random thing you've said in a long time.
I'm like so like not interested in that feud at all either. I think that's like why I'm just like I'd rather hit her in the face with the cake, right? Because I don't care about either of these chicks. I really don't. I mean,
neither do I, really.
I mean, I never really liked Kaylee Ray. I just want her to win because I'm already sick of Mandy, like, very quickly, so I'm
sick of a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm, like sick of...
I'm sick of, like, 90% of them, actually. I don't like Andre Chase at all, and he was on TV, like half the fucking episode, I felt like.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. I mean, I don't like a lot of the people still. It's like a lot of them haven't grown on me yet. Nope. I mean, I'm really not a fan of Joe Gacy and Harlan.
No.
They just put off like serious like fucking creeper vibes. Not even just like scary dude vibes. Just,
not
like,
even
creeper
like Dexter Loomis.
No, not like, yeah, Dexter Loomis is creeper like serial killer vibe. They give off just like creeper like rapist vibes.
Speaking of serial killers, you know what his birthday was today? Juan Corona, who's a Mexican serial killer.
Corona.
He is Corona. I don't know. Corona. No, seriously, Corona. One Corona.
That's funny. Random.
Random reference there. And last week or week before was fucking Michael C. Hall's birthday.
Yes, it was.
So there you go there.
So a fake serial killer. But,
dead serial killer.
Yeah. Well, we can mention that a little later, I guess. What else? I don't know. I don't remember the rest of it fully much. Oh, there was the fucking the 3-on-3 match at the beginning between Imperium
and
which wasn't bad. Like I say, I don't really like Roderick Strong or most of Diamond Mind, really.
Which is the other two.
Creed Brothers.
Which is New Harris Brothers.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, right? New Harris Brothers. I have Harris Brothers in my brain now because of the fucking damn fucking tag team thing.
But, yeah. And like, they're all right, but they're not... They're nothing special.
I think the Creed Brothers will be really well, actually.
Yeah, I think they need to be, like... I think Roddy needs to leave. And I think that group would get a little bit better.
What if are you going to put in left. There? So it's just going to be the Creed brothers and Stokely? Oh, and fucking...
And what's her face?
Fake Lila Hirsch?
Yeah. Yeah, her. I always forget what her fucking name
Ivy
is.
Ivy something?
Yeah,
something
I
Ivy?
I forget her name all
Ivy
the time.
Ivy Nile Ivy?
I don't know.
It's one of those names.
Diamond Mine Chick.
Yeah. Fake Lila Hirsch. Gotcha. That's what I'm calling her.
Stokely could just leave the group. He's the mouthpiece kind of anyway. I mean...
Well,
but
manager.
That wasn't a bad match. So, and then what's one of the Creed brothers got? Yeah, that disturbed me so badly. And I love that the fans keep chanting Walter. And I swear to God, I hope that never stops because I'm never gonna stop it's calling
never,
him Walter.
It's never gonna stop.
Like, there's no need to change this dude's name
Why
at all.
Yeah, seriously, like, that was dumb. Like, call him Walter Gunther. Something else, but don't call him just Gunther.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, yeah, something. Just, you could have just called him Walter. Walter is fine. People can say Walter.
Wally.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Like, you know, you can say it with the fucking accent to it if you want, Walter. Like, it doesn't fucking matter to me. It's just, whatever. I think that pissed me off more than anything.
So right out the gate, you're pissed off. No, I like that match. That was cool. I do like Santos Escobar, and I know he's going to lose to fucking
He's
Braun
definitely
going
to lose to Braun Breaker. That was a decent tag team match, though.
Yes.
I hate Braun Breaker, though, so much. I love Tommaso Ciampa. It's so hard. Like, dude, you lose to him, now you're teaming with him. Like, can you just go up to the main roster or something?
And do what? Chase the 24 title?
I know. I don't know.
Because that's what they're going to make him do. He'll be hanging out with Veer waiting their fucking debut.
It just never happened.
By the time Veer debuts, it's going to be on AEW. Or Impact, actually.
Speaking of AEW, the Punk and MJF match.
Too long.
Again, way too long for TV.
Yeah, I don't...
Especially since it, like, restarted and everything.
That's in a pay-per-view match. I'm fine. I wouldn't call it on pay-per-view. If it was 40 minutes on a pay-per-view, I'd be fine with it.
If it was 40 minutes on a pay-per-view, I wouldn't be complaining.
Right.
40 minutes on TV.
That's, like, my only complaint about it, though. It was too long. Like, yeah. That's the only complaint I have about it.
The rest of it was good. I mean, they did really well.
I like that he lost in Chicago.
Yeah, when he fucking...
I mean, it is very WWE of them, losing in your hometown, bullshit,
yeah.
But I still thought it was good.
I think that's been a trope for a while, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of has.
So, I mean...
And you can't have MJF losing that, then it just ends that feud.
Exactly. After all that, if he beat him, it would have just ended it. There really shouldn't have been a reason for it to continue.
Right.
You know?
Beat Wardlow, you beat fucking Ty Spears.
Ty Spears. The chairman.
The fake chairman.
Yeah, I know.
La Paca.
And he beat Wardlow. So I just... I'm waiting for Wardlow to turn on him.
It's gonna happen.
I think that's how MJF
Revolution.
Is gonna ultimately lose this feud with fucking Punk is that moment when fucking Wardlow's just like, fuck you. Like, fucking choke slams him or power bombs him or something, you know? Like, I don't know. But it wasn't a bad match.
I was saying, the match was fine.
It just, it took up like half a fucking Dynamite,
it did.
Though.
Right.
And you got so many people who are kind of worth a damn that you're not giving TV time to. Like, you save those matches for pay-per-views for a reason, because you only needed 20 minutes for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 20
and then,
minutes start to finish even, you know what I mean?
That's what
like,
I mean. You only needed 20 minutes of in total of TV time for that to work. You know, like, you didn't need all that. You could have gave 20 minutes. You could have done 2 10-minute matches, like, all together with entrances and everything to a couple other teams. You know what I'm... A couple tag teams, a couple fucking singles guys. Because I feel like a lot of people are going to get left in the dust soon.
Yep.
They're getting too big now with too many people.
Well, there's another signing coming this week, supposedly.
An
open door free agent. What the fuck does that mean? How can it be a...
How's it open door if
oh,
they are a free
door,
agent?
Whatever you're calling it, but like,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, but at first I was like, oh, that's Cody Rhodes. Just randomly in my head, but then I was like, making his debut on fucking Dynamite.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's so stupid, though.
Like, Jeff Hardy.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I don't think it's Jeff Hardy. I think it's some... Like, Keith Lee is very possible. Karrion Kross is very possible.
Karrion Kross is very possible, because he's already done this thing on Impact. So maybe go somewhere different.
Yeah, Killer Cross now probably, so.
Yeah, Well, because the carrying thing was just for WWE anyway. Because they didn't want to call him Killer.
Right. Kevin Cross, like he used to be in the indies too. But either way, like, I think it's him. Keith Lee.
Keith Lee's a big possibility. Or somebody really disappointing. Because he hasn't really gone anywhere. Or it's going to Or it's going to be somebody we don't give a
fuck. I also kind of think it's EC3.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
Free agent, open door. So, like,
well, that's because fucking all the ROH guys have nowhere to go. Right. And then the way his fucking, the way he talks with his group and everything.
Another possibility, with those words being, it'd probably be Matt Cardona.
Yeah, because he's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
He is pretty much a free agent guy, so right now.
So those are the two that I think, or the four that I think. I don't really think Jeff Hardy, and I don't really think Bray Wyatt.
I doubt Bray Wyatt right now. I don't know. Speaking of Bray Wyatt, fucking Alexa Bliss is back with her fucking therapy sessions or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, those are boring as hell.
Like, what the fuck?
She
was gone for so long, I think that you could have just had her come back as Little Miss Bliss or...
Yeah.
Just normal.
Yeah,
and no one would have fucking batted an eye, I think. Nope. But you're bringing me back to all this Lily shit that got really annoying, especially after Bray left. Like, it just went downhill fast. Like, can we just move on from this? You know, because it's still not even over yet.
No, and what the fuck are they going to bring her back into, though? Fuck.
I don't know.
The Wendy Cho storyline is bad on NXT, and I'd rather have that over fucking silly bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. It was disappointing, because I like Alexa Bliss a lot, but to see her come back and then still be doing the stupid Lily shit, like, I don't know, can you save her somehow, give her a baptism or something, and fucking call it a day, exorcism something, just call it fucking day.
James Mitchell's not here. James Mitchell's on Impact. I think. I don't know where he actually works, but... I mean, it only makes sense on Impact.
Oh, God.
Do whatever you want on Impact.
Yep.
Including getting pushed in front of a train.
And then we're getting Lita versus Becky. Yeah. Which this is really funny to me because they did Trish versus Charlotte, which is like blonde versus blonde, and now they're doing Becky versus Lita, which is kind of redhead versus redhead.
Okay, well, I didn't see it that way at all.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it's just weird. It was weird to me. I don't know why that popped in my head while I was watching either, it. I don't know. My brain is fucked up.
That's a fucked up way to think of it. But like, still, like,
it is. But it like, works. You have like two women nowadays who are probably two of the hottest women in wrestling right now, especially because they treat Sasha like shit. And she's great, but she's not.
She's also hurt.
Yeah, she's not around because she's hurt, and she's not. I do really like Bayley, but I don't know if she's can draw the way Becky can right now. And Charlotte can, honestly, even though I hate Charlotte, you know?
I just think the Sasha draws better.
I do, too. I think anything Sasha touches is great. I just, they don't like her for some reason. I don't know. Maybe she's too vocal backstage or something, so it's punishment.
Maybe she quits too often.
She's always threatening of fucking quitting.
Yeah.
Honestly. And that's why we always say, if anyone out of the four horsewomen of WWE leaves, it's her. But yeah, I don't know. It just popped into my head with that. I mean, not like I was thinking about it fully that way, but it was just like a little thing that popped in my head and made me laugh.
Now you gotta sit through Ronda versus Charlotte at WrestleMania, though.
I know, because she's like talk shit to Becky, and then that's when Lita came out, and then she showed up on SmackDown. And then I don't know why the hell they had to do the whole "oh no, she said, he said," like that was stupid too.
Speaking of SmackDown, your boy came back.
Yeah, fucking, speaking of fucking, I'm actually happy with Lita versus Becky, though. Like, I think that would be a good match.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're kind of similar in a way.
It's just the last run drop-off thing anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why they had Trish come back and do that one-off match with Charlotte, because it was like, you know, they kind of pair in, you know, Attitude Era legends with wrestlers today who people would probably compare them to, you know? So... Although, I hate that sometimes. I hate comparing, like, oh, like, this is the new Stone Cold, and this is the new Lita. Yeah, like,
I definitely 100% hate that.
So, and I feel like that's kind of, like, why they did, you know, Trish versus Thing, and Becky versus Lita, like, it's a way of doing that, and I hate that, but I would have been okay with Lita versus Charlotte, too. Just Charlotte going against old legends, since she is kind of, like, the pinnacle.
Legend killer?
Yeah, she could be the female legend killer. I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, the way that they push Charlotte, it's not surprising that they didn't do that. Because I thought that's what the twist was going to be. Because I think we were all expecting, oh, it's definitely fucking Ronda versus fucking Charlotte. But maybe they'll throw it the other way and we'll get Lita versus Charlotte at Mania.
You know what they could do, like, in all seriousness, is make Cora Jade the new legend killer. Like, start off, you know what I mean? Like,
she's young enough.
Right.
You know, Randy was really young when he started,
so she could do that. She could go beat Natalya. Or fucking, you can use Aleah, who've already beaten Natalya. Just have her go through the fucking Four Horsewomen and then some other legends in the process. Like, yeah. Maybe Beth Phoenix, because she's there.
Yeah, and she's somewhat active again anyway right now because of that whole story.
You could have, like, one of those who just be, like, the new legend killer.
Yeah.
Or a female legend killer.
Yeah, I think you'd be okay with that.
I think I'd be okay with Cora Jade just killing all the legends. I think I'd be fine.
It'd give her a better personality because she just seems too Bailey-ish right now, like early Bailey.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And I get it. I know why they do it. But it sometimes makes me, like, I didn't take Bailey seriously until that, like, what? Bailey versus Sasha fucking Iron Woman match when you're like, oh shit, like, you know?
One of the takeover ones, yeah.
She needs a moment like that eventually if I'm going to take her seriously.
She's going to get that moment.
She's probably going to get that moment because she's going to be the one to actually get the pin that wins them the fucking Women's Dusty Cup. That's how they're going to do
that. She's going to get another moment later on when she pins Mandy.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
After the Dusty Cup. I'm really feel like...
I don't think they're going to win the Dusty Cup. I think they're going to lose... Oh, they'll win the Dusty Cup and then lose the Toss of the Trash and then she gets her Mandy match.
Yeah.
And then she beats Mandy.
Yeah.
That's look, I just wrote the whole fucking storyline because I can read WWE.
Yeah, WWE's really easy to read.
So back to Goldberg being back. I mean,
Fucking Goldberg.
If he wasn't already in the Yell at the Wall Club, because we didn't officially put him in there.
I don't know how he didn't.
But he's definitely in the Yell at the
Wall Club. He should definitely be at the Yell. Just go away. I'm tired of you.
But I mean, it's fine. My favorite part of that also, is I get to watch him get speared fucking 10 times.
Yeah. Because Roman's going to prove a point, you know what I'm saying, multiple times over. I just hate the Goldberg thing, too, because it's like, dude, I don't think you've won a match, really, in, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, because
you lost to McIntyre, you lost to...
Lashley?
Lashley.
That was the other one, right?
Yeah, Lashley was the other one. He lost to somebody else, not... like in the
His last, like, three matches have been title matches, and he's lost all three of them.
Yeah, so what gives you the...
I think...
What gives you the right to basically come back and just demand a title shot?
I mean, it's the remake for that WrestleMania we never got in 2020, which, I mean, like, I would have...
Which I didn't want anyway, because I was so afraid... I
wanted that match.
I was so afraid that Roman was going to lose that match anyway because of the fact that Goldberg is in it, and I just... They're going to give him a title again at some point.
I hope this is definitely...
This isn't it, though. Because there's no way we're not getting... Because we have to, in my mind, get Brock and Lesnar... Brock and Lesnar. Brock and fucking...
Yeah. How do you like it?
Brock and fucking Roman at Mania. Because I think we need to unify those titles desperately. And that's the way to do it.
And that brand split, 100%. And that's how I think we're going to end up with fucking Becky versus Charlotte versus Ronda at WrestleMania. Especially because Lita and Lita are facing each other at Blood Money Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, exactly.
Elimination Money, whatever we're calling that.
Yeah, a fucking...
Blood Chamber.
Blood Chamber. Yeah, there we go. Totally calling that Blood Chamber. But, I don't see Lita beating fucking Becky.
Oh, no, it's not happening either.
You know?
I mean,
it's not... But then that doesn't really give... Because if Becky beats Lita right after Lita challenges her, that kind of just kills any chance of that feud going on.
Right.
So I doubt we're going to get that at Mania. I don't think it's
going to be a feud anyway.
Unless Trish comes back randomly.
You want to get a tag team match out of it?
I don't know. Something stupid could happen like that.
Because, I mean,
because, you know, Vince sometimes likes to bring people back randomly for Mania out of the blue just to get, like, draw.
Or even just someone just to be there as a run-in real quick. Because you never really fucking know with him, but...
So...
He fired his own goddamn son, making $1 billion more than he made last year. So when is Shane McMahon, Triple H, and Regal starting their own fucking company?
I don't know. It is random, though, because I was reading something, and back in July, fucking Shane, in July 2021 sometime, Shane bought the name, the WCW name, and the video library.
See?
So, and he's got some new YouTube show apparently coming on tonight at 8, where he's, like, talking about, like, you know, behind the scenes and, like, old school WCW, so...
See?
It could be a start of something eventually.
He's gonna go take all WCW, and then all them WCW old timers who are hanging around.
Which just fits in with the stupid he bought WCW storyline back in the day, randomly. Just now, it's real life. You know?
They should let Heyman bring back ECW.
Maybe that's why he did it on purpose, because he secretly goes in. You know, he quietly goes in, buys all the WCW rights now and live old video library. Then purposely comes in and acts like an asshole to get fired, so he's, like, not affiliated with WWE anymore.
And maybe, like, terrorizing?
That would be hilarious, and it would be Steven Regal again.
Steven Regal, man's man. Actually, that was WWF, wasn't it? I don't fucking know. Whatever, I'm gonna call him man's man.
But, yeah. Telling you right now.
But he's gonna bring, like, Tully and Armdrag over there, and Ric Flair's gonna join him because it's WCW. Sting would probably end up there too. It'd be the old man yelling at the wall club.
Yep.
Goldberg can go there too. Fuck it. No, I'm just ruining his fucking company that I want.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't take him back.
Well, actually, all those names would kind of ruin the company because it's all a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, it would. But you know that they definitely flock back there. Just, even if it was just to be, like, managers and whatever.
Hopefully.
Yeah, none of you guys should be wrestling.
Hopefully that's all that is.
Sting still is somehow. Ugh. But, I mean, I don't know. Other than that, I can't remember anything else from this week. Unless you got something. I'm drawing a blank right now. But yeah, Goldberg coming back pissed me off.
Yeah, that's... I was like, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, he's going to fucking hate that. And because I hated that. So.
You texted me that, and I watched it the next day. Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit here and just watch all my wrestling because I was home with an injury. So I actually had time to just, like, binge watch wrestling randomly. And I'm like, I know what I'm expecting. And then I'm watching it, and for some reason, my stupid brain forgot for a second. And then I heard the music, and I was like, oh, that's right. No.
Motherfucking Goldberg.
Like, I know he's really not going to win this one, because there's no way they're not giving us this ultimate fucking Brock versus fucking Reigns clash at Mania.
Probably not, no.
I mean, we've had two of them already before this, so this is kind of like the rubber match of their long rivalry, if you will. Because there's a lot of history of Brock and Roman, and randomly Seth.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious if, like, Seth came in somehow. They had some type of fucking Money in the Bank thing before then.
Seth's gonna win the fucking Elimination
Seth
chamber.
Comes in and hey,
because Roman Spears fucking Brock.
Maybe fucking Brock gets, like, taken out like that somehow, doesn't even end up in the match.
Maybe,
who knows, man. I mean, I doubt any of that, but...
that's some fantasy book in there though, huh?
Yeah, I like Brock, and I like the fact... I like Brock right now, because they're letting just Brock be Brock, because he's kind of the face in this whole thing. So I think that's why they're letting him just be fucking his random redneck-ass fucking, you know, Viking-ish fucking self, because that's what he is to me. He's like a Viking and a redneck mixed together.
He's from Minnesota, so that would make sense, or South Dakota or something, so...
Close enough.
So South Dakota went to school
he's
in Minnesota.
He's from that
He's from South Dakota,
region.
Went to school in Minnesota. So.
Yeah. So, and South Dakota doesn't have any football teams anyway, so.
Yeah, so you gotta follow the Vikings.
Yeah, exactly. So, it works.
He got in the Super Bowl. Since we're talking about football now.
I'd like to see Cincinnati do it, I guess.
I kind of want Cincinnati. They like the underdog. Plus, they go in someone's home fucking stadium and just beating their ass would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I also kind of want Matt Stafford to win a fucking championship, though. But I don't want Odell Beckham to win a championship. Some kind, and I also don't want Von Miller to win another championship. So I think I'm pulling for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But I do think LA's going to start beating the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
but I could be wrong.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. It's football, so you never know. But I'm definitely pulling for Cincinnati.
Yeah. Same here, obviously. So, you said.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I mean, Rams will probably win, though.
Right.
Because no one I ever really want to win wins usually, so.
I mean, I just think that would be cool to watch fucking them win it.
Yeah. It's actually cool because it's not, it's a different fucking two teams, too, kind of, in a
plus
sense.
It's not Tom Brady.
Yeah. Plus, it's not Tom Brady. So that will make everybody outside
of... It's not Aaron Rodgers and it's not the Cowboys either. So, yeah. Good.
Yeah. And it's just like, it will make everyone who is, like, hates Tom Brady and the Patriots, mainly because of Tom Brady, like, happy this year. And then his ass just went and retired, so, like, legitimately.
Yeah, which is fine. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Give him 2 years and he'll be a coach or something somewhere.
Probably be an analyst so he can just sit up in the fucking booth.
Dress all fucking snazzy.
Do it from his house either, doesn't have to go anywhere.
That would make Giselle happy, most likely. Yeah. Because that's what she wants. It'll
make him happy too, probably.
Yeah.
He'll start having to talk about it. He'll just start tweeting about it nonstop over and over again.
Yep. Oh, man. Other than that, I think it was kind of a pretty dull week.
Yeah. I mean, nothing.
I mean, there's just a lot of Elimination Chamber set up. You know. Austin Theory's in it. He beat fucking. Well,
why
Kevin
is Brandi Rhodes? Brandi Rhodes. Why is Brandi Rhodes feuding with Dan Gilbert?
I don't know. That was a whole fucking. They were talking the about tits and shit too, like randomly. I had no idea what was going on.
Why is it Brandi Rhodes really versus Dan? Is that gonna be a match?
I don't know. I don't know.
Fucking. What is this?
I don't understand that feud like at all. Like, and then, well, fucking What's-Her-Name came out, though. Because I think that's what it's really going to be. Is it going to be Brandi Rhodes versus a legitimate MMA fighter? Because that's not fair to Brandi.
I mean, it's not, but that's what you get.
That's what's definitely going to happen. I'm telling you right now, because she came out even, and they had to, like, have the whole locker room of women pull them apart. So that's definitely, like, a thing. Which is fine. I'm kind of okay with them bringing in, why can't I think of her name?
Paige Van Zandt is her
name. Paige Van Zandt, yeah. Like, see the face, couldn't think of the name. That's the weed's fault.
Yeah, it's the weed's fault that one of us can speak or remember anything today. Sure, why not?
But yeah, they're definitely bringing her in. She's going to be, like, I think a staple now, you know? And that's okay. I mean, I kind of like Paige Van Zandt. She'd probably be all right over here.
Speaking of MMA, legit MMA fighter is Sonya Deville and Ronda, though. Like, you don't think that Sonya could defend that armbar a little bit?
Yeah, I know. And it's like...
I know it's Ronda, but like...
Yeah, exactly. I know it's Ronda, but MMA training is still MMA training. I'm pretty sure if she really used her MMA training...
Right, she could have defended it a little bit more. It wouldn't take one.
Yeah, exactly. And it wouldn't have been that easy, maybe. You know what I'm saying? She would have put up some defense. But yeah, they're not going to do that. Because I think they've just made us randomly forget about Sonya's MMA background. That was her gimmick, like, when she first came out.
Yeah, but that was, like, all she was then. And now she's, like,
manager. And...
When I had the jacket on, you can't hit me. Even if she had a jacket on when she got armbarred. So we'll figure out how that goes.
Yeah, but it's Ronda. Ronda don't give a fuck.
No, that's very true. Give her Paul Heyman or something, though.
Yeah, because Brock can talk on his own. I even think Roman can talk on his own.
But could you give her somebody then?
Give her anybody. But she does need somebody to talk to.
Give her Stokely. Put in the fucking diamond mine. That'd make that more legit.
That would make that a lot more legit. That would have been funny if she didn't challenge either of them and, like, randomly challenged, like, a Mandy Rose for the NXT title.
I don't want to see that fucking... Yeah. That's how Rhea got fucked.
Yeah, I know.
Charlotte fucking Flair.
But, like, I don't care if fucking Mandy loses. I care to fucking...
I know, but I'm saying, like, I don't want to... It's not a third brand anymore. It's strictly development.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Developmental.
That word.
And that's the problem with it now. It went so fast into developmental.
It really did.
That it just... It hurt.
Champer's officially just, like, a coach now.
Yeah, basically. he's gonna get stuck there forever if he does. And he's literally just going to be, like, the new, like, Dolph Ziggler of fucking, like,
2.0. I'd rather be the Dolph Ziggler in 2.0 than chasing the 24 title.
Yeah.
At least puts him on TV, it means he's going to have a fire match.
Yeah, he's going to have random crazy matches with some new young gun, you know what I'm saying? That, whatever.
I'm actually okay with that.
I'd rather see that than him just get wasted away on the main roster, right. You know? He'll be the new gatekeeper.
That'd be a gatekeeper.
They just need a female gatekeeper down there now, though, because there is no...
Right.
You know, eventually Natty just ends up down there or
something. It's going to be EO.
It probably is going to be EO.
And again, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, she's the only higher profile enough one to do that down there right now. I mean, how many times has she had that title now?
Right, at least twice.
Probably some. One of them has to be, like, one of the, like, longest reigns. Because she was the champion of, like, the whole first year of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, between her and Shayna Baszler. Send Shayna back down there. You're using her anyway. Put her back in the diamond mine.
Shayna Baszler could talk for fucking Ronda.
That's also true. You can do that.
Shayna is a way better talker than Ronda is.
Fair point there.
So...
Yeah, so...
That's a possibility. I mean, we already know that they're, like, best friends in real life. Yeah. So, like, just fucking do it.
Just do it. Don't give me a fucking lame ass feud out of it.
And it's like, you know, even if Shayna doesn't fight as much, it'd also be good too, because I don't think Ronda, like, I don't know, Ronda was there kind of like every week before, right?
Yeah, when she was there though.
Yeah, like
how... That's also before she had a kid. What a really hard name to say.
So maybe this is a way of, like, you know, Ronda doesn't have to do as much because Shayna's can fill in for her at times.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can, like I said, you can send her to Stokely or send Stokely
and bring her to that. Or fight. Somebody. I don't know who else to give her as a mouthpiece other than that or Heyman. I mean, right. Heyman would work. He's got experience.
Well, I figured with ex-MMA guys. I figured you could do Heyman if you were gonna leave her with Brock. I mean, leave him with Brock.
Yeah, because then he's just got the UFC crowd.
Yeah. And Bobby Lashley's not quite good enough to be there yet. Give her MVP. MVP's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have him talk than Bobby.
I would have rather have him talk than Bobby. Bobby can't talk either. That's why Bobby used to have his wife or whatever back in the day.
Yeah, that's true too.
So, I mean, because Bobby really can't talk. Brock can talk better than Bobby.
He'd get into it. I just not a huge fan of him speaking. You're right, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Lashley fan. I never really was. I think I didn't like him back in the day a lot. So, like, it just transferred to the
name. Never, like,
and I want to like him because he had had a decent run when he was champion for a minute, you know? Like, so I kind of want to like him.
Respect and like him, two different things.
Yeah. It's really hard for me to, like him.
Yeah, but, like, I respect him.
Which is why I wanted Brock to win that match anyway, when it was them two, you know?
Because you decided to like Brock even though you hated him last year.
And I used to hate Brock. I actually used to hate Brock for a long time. I mean, pretty much since, you know, 31-1. Is that what it was?
21-1.
21-1. 31-1. God, wish it was 31. Dyslexic as fuck right now. But yeah, 21-1. Jesus, that's bad. But yeah, 21-1 is when I really started to hate him. And then they pushed him so much over the years. But now that he actually has personality, I mean, he never really had personality before. Oh, I just beat you up. Like he really never talked because he always had Heyman. You know? He just bounce out on the stage, bounce around in the ring, fight people, leave. Like, there was no personality. He actually has, they let him beat him, so I think that's why I like him now. Although, I didn't want him to win the Rumble, though. Like, yeah. He's already got one. Somebody else could have had a win. You didn't.
I agree with us.
I understand why they did it, for storyline and all, but to me it just feels like a wasted Rumble when they do that shit. To an extent. To an extent.
I agree. I mean, it kind of...
I mean, it's a Rumble, and we always get excited about Rumbles, no matter who wins, really. But just the way that happened, it took all excitement out of it, because as soon as he lost, I'm like, he's going to win the Rumble. He's going to come out number 30 and just toss everybody the fuck out.
And that's literally what the fuck happened, so...
You know?
From the week, what do you got? No more Rumble talk.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite Rumble, so that Rumble gets banned for the next fucking 50 years.
Hopefully they can redeem themselves at some point.
Hopefully WrestleMania. Hopefully you can do something cool
at WrestleMania. Well, you know who might come back after at that match maybe Becky starts beating the shit out of Lita after she beats her, and like that's when they bring Asuka back and set up Becky versus Asuka for Mania.
We just had Bel Air save her.
Yeah, that too.
And you can fucking.
But where's Asuka? I miss Asuka.
I know, me too. Asuka's not coming back to the Raw after Mania. Watch.
Probably. Disappoint me. Because I don't know who you're going to send against Becky. And that just feels like that if they don't have someone for Becky for Mania, they're going to just turn it into Triple Threat 2.0 fucking match.
Let it happen so those titles can get combined so I don't have to fucking keep watching the fucking brand split.
Yeah. Brand split should end anyway. After fucking Mania. That should be what finalizes a lot of that.
And then it fucking, who the fuck are the tag team champions right now? I don't know who either tag team champion is right now. Oh, it's fucking...
Alpha Academy. American Alpha.
Yeah, whatever. No. Right? Alpha Academy. It used to be American Alpha.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That when Kurt Angle's son was in it.
Yeah. Them versus Usos.
All right, let them
which means just give it to the Usos at that point. Please don't. I'm fine with that match if that's what happens. But Usos, please.
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
I think Usos should get those titles if they're going to unify them.
Agreed.
Like,
or, unfortunately, the New Day, they'll end up doing that for the 9 bazillionth time.
Well, that's what's going to happen again. They're going to be the only two dominant teams eventually now. But they don't really have a crazy great fucking roster on either side of tag
teams. That's why you got to have American Alpha win. American Alpha. Fucking Alpha.
Alpha Academy.
American Academy.
I fucked you up with
American Academy Alpha win.
You know who else is also an Alpha? Was it Alpha Academy then? Wasn't Ty Dillinger with one of those idiots? Maybe he was with Jason Jordan. That's what it was. And they were called something else.
Yeah, that was like way back in the day.
Like way back in the day, right? Yeah, I
remember that. Ted. You got anything else from the week? Or you just want to talk shit about fucking Spears some more?
Spears is an idiot.
It's do a douchebag of the week, day.
Month. Oh, yeah, well, because that kind of ties into Dynamite, too, because it was supposed to be Moxley's opponent instead of Will Uter, which actually wasn't a bad match. Went longer than I thought it was going to.
You got to fill some space now.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be Brian Kendrick.
Right.
But Brian Kendrick's a fucking douchebag, so.
So he gets to be douchebag of the week, day. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It fits, so.
It does fit. He was a douchebag, though. Some fucked up.
Holocaust not real, something.
Some other shit he said too besides the Holocaust. I can't even remember. Something else that was bad.
I just saw that when I read it, I was like, oh, he's definitely douchebag of the week.
Yeah. So you sent me that and I'm like, yeah, I think that's what I said right away. I'm like, oh, I got douchebag of the week pretty easy then.
So Ryan Kendrick it is.
You know, you serve yourself up on a silver platter for us, that's what you get. And that's what he did. So
bucket. Easy.
Yep.
Alright, we'll be back. We're going to hear from King, hopefully.
Yep.
His thing didn't save, so I hope he's going to send it to me. Either way, we're going to play our fucking tag team tournament thing.
Yes.
When we come back. And also some guest the wrestler, maybe, hopefully. And we're going to do UFC picks today, so I don't have to do it on Friday.
All right.
So here we go.
Yep.
We'll be back at Anchor.fm.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here. It makes yourself bake. And you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples. Good topics. Great puns. Yeah, man. Check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, it is that time once again. This is the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. I am an idiot because I just leaned on my horn. I'm sitting in the parking lot again recording this. But I am the king of old school. And let's just get straight down to business. I've been trying to record this thing multiple times, but for whatever reason, it either doesn't save or it doesn't send, and it's pissing me off, to be quite honest with you. I don't know if it's my phone or the app or what, but yeah. or it could just be user error, because I could just be an idiot. But with that said, let's just get right down to business and see what we can do. I started a tournament for the Dusty Tag Team Tournament. So this is going to determine not who the best tag team of all time is, because that's automatically going to probably go to the Road Warriors. You can't argue even that's going to be the number two tag team of all time, because I think that that would end up being the Dudley Boys. Vice versa, whichever way you go. So this is to determine who the number three tag team of all time is. There's a 24-team tournament. There's eight teams that are going to get the bye for round one. And most of the round one matchups I purposely pinned together to try to make things interesting. I'm fairly certain that you've never seen these matchups before. At least not yet. I do have a feeling at least one of them that you might see fairly soon. And if I have any time left over, I'll talk about other things. But let's get right down to the tournament. Let's see. First matchup I have, I'm calling this one the Battle of the Twins. It is the Uso Brothers versus the Harris Brothers. And why am I putting the Harris Brothers up here for the best tag teams? Well, simply put, everywhere they've gone, they've got gold with them. So they've gotten the gold. So you have to give them some sort of respect. Not a whole hell of a lot, because they're not winning this match, but you give them a little bit of respect. You'll have to excuse me. I have a little bit of a sinus cold. Let's see. What else we got going here? Next matchup is the Young Bucks versus the Hardy Boys. This is going to be a nice high-flying spot fest. My personal pick on this one is I'm going to go with the Hardy Boys, just because I, for a good long time, was tired of seeing the Young Bucks on AEW. And I'm going to stick with it, just because I don't want to be a hypocrite. Next up, I've got Edge and Christian versus RVD and Sabu. My gut says I want to go with RVD and Sabu, but logically, I'm going to go the other side and say it's going to be Edge and Christian, because A, they've won more, and B, they have that heel mentality as well, that you think that they're going to end up doing something to, not so much cheat to win, but something's going to get them over. Maybe a concerto to Sabu or something. I don't know. But I'm picking Edge and Christian there. Next matchup, to me, is a dream match. I've got the Brothers of Destruction, Kane and The Undertaker, going against the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. I can't go against Kane and The Undertaker here. I'd love to see this match in real life, or would have liked to have seen it maybe about 20 years ago. Probably in like 98 would have been better. But I'm going to say that Kevin Nash pulls a quad and Scott Hall is too inebriated to go on. So Kane and Undertaker will go on into the next round. The next one, when I was preparing this, Clayton mentioned the world's greatest tag team, and jokingly I responded back saying I'd rather see the Bushwhackers. So this matchup is the world's greatest tag team versus the Bushwhackers. And what I'm going to do is, because I said I'd rather see the Bushwhackers, Bushwhackers are actually one of my favorite tag teams, I'm going to say that Luke and Butch both bite Shelton Benjamin on the ass, and he ends up crying like a bitch to his mama.
And then they do the battering ram to Charlie Haas and go on to the next round. What do we got? Next matchup, the Headbangers versus the Nasty Boys. Honestly, I could never get into the Nasty Boys. I just never liked them. And I don't know what it is with them. That I just could not get into them. Even when they were faces, WCW, WWF, I just couldn't. So I'm going to go with Headbangers slightly on this one. Next up, we have the Rockers versus the New Age Outlaws. I did this one on purpose. Little DX flair. But what are we going to do here? I'm going to say that the Outlaws will win this one only because I think they're going to single out Marty Jannetty and take him out, and Shawn Michaels, as much of a great performer as he is, he's not going to be able to take down two tag team champs on his own. Not in this matchup, at least. And the last first round match, I've got the APA versus the New Day. This is what I'm calling the Battle of the Former Champions. You get Bradshaw, who held the WWF, WWE title, whatever the hell it was at that point. And you have the Farouk, who had the WCW title, was the first ever black heavyweight champion. There's a little tidbit for Black History Month. There you go. Then you got the New Day, who both Kofi and Big E are former champions. So, with that said, I'm actually going to pick the New Day to win. And I'm going to say it's due to shenanigans by Xavier Woods on the outside. Let's say for the fucking hell of it, he hits Bradshaw with the trombone. So, there you go. Start the second round. The Usos versus the Steiner Brothers. Steiner Brothers are going to roll right over them. Next round, you have the Hardy Boys taking on the Rock and Roll Express. For this one, it's again going to be a nice high-flying match, especially if the Rock and Roll Express are in their prime. But I'm going to give the edge to the Hardy Boys just slightly. Just slightly. Because, quite frankly, I want to get a couple of couple of the underdog teams that didn't get the bye out there. So I'm going to give Hardy Boys a little bit of an edge. Just a little bit, though. Let's see what else we got here. I've got the Edge and Christian going against the British Bulldogs. British Bulldogs are another one of those teams that were one of my all-time favorites. Right now, I can't pick, so I'm going to say, just because on this one, I'm going to say Edge and Christian eke out a win again, but barely. Barely. Let's see, who do I have next here? I've got the Brothers of Destruction going against Demolition. For this one, make it a 3-on-2. Motherfucker, throw fucking Fuji into the match. Make it a 4-on-2. Undertaker and Kane are still kicking their ass, because there's no way in hell that The Undertaker is going to lose to the fucking Repo Man and to fucking Crush. I mean, maybe back in the day, what Crush and Undertaker could have been an interesting match. You know, back when Crush was turning heel and turning on Macho Man. Maybe, but yeah, not today. Today is not that day. So, there you have that. Next matchup, the Bushwhackers will go against the Four Horsemen, Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. Now, even though the bushwhackers back in the day as the sheep herders were fucking crazy, Arn Anderson's going to pull out his Glock, and he's going to end up, and they're going to just be afraid of him and just run like hell. So that's how that one's going to end up. No actual match. Arn Anderson's just going to wave his Glock around, and, you know, they're going to take off. Next match, I have the Headbangers versus Harlem Heat. I'm going to go with the Headbangers. Harlem Heat. The Headbangers aren't going to go on this one. Let's see. I've got the New Age Outlaws going against the Heart Foundation. I can't go against Bret Hart in this one, so I'm going to say that the Foundation's going to go on, but it's going to be one hell of a match. And my last match is the... This one I had to set up this way, so it's going to be the New Day versus the Freebirds. And for all I care, this can be a six-man tag. So, with that said, it'll be an interesting match in the prime, but I'm going to go with the New Day on this one simply because I did not like Bam Bam Gordy, and I can never remember the third guy's name. So, with that said, fuck you, Doc Hendricks. New Day's going on to the next round. Okay. In the next go-around, we have the Steiner Brothers going against the Hardy Boys. An ironic twist of fate, this is the third straight match where brothers... Well, brothers. It's actually... but this go-around, I'm going with the Steiners. Let's see, what else we got? I said Edge and Christian are going to go against the Brothers of Destruction. I'm going to again go with the... Brothers of Destruction, but just barely on this one, just because I've seen this match before and I know it ends like that. Next matchup, you got the Four Horsemen going against Harlem Heat. The Harlem Heat are gonna look at fucking Arn Anderson with his Glock and they're gonna be like, yeah, what? Stevie Ray is just gonna, you know, beat the hell out of him anyway. Booker T is just gonna laugh. So, Harlem Heat's gonna go on this one. And in the next match, I've got the Heart Foundation going against the New Day. I can't go against the Hearts, so they run to the next round. Next up, Steiner Brothers versus the Brothers of Destruction. Ends the brother streak in the opening match. Technically, still a brother, but not really. For this one, I'm going to do a swerve here, and I'm going to say that Scott Steiner's lead pipe is going to play a role in this match, and he's going to beat the Undertaker and Kane. And the Steiners are going to win. Next up is Harlem Heat and the Heart Foundation. I'm sorry, but I'm picking... This would be a good match in their prime. I mean, Booker T and Bret Hart, obviously the breakout stars. Neidhart and Stevie Ray, definitely the muscle behind both of them. It's definitely the same style of team. I can't not pick the Hart Foundation on this one. Simply because Bret Hart's one of my favorites of all time. But Harlem Heat will make it a very, very good match. And going into the finals, it is the Steiner Brothers versus the Hart Foundation. At the end of the day, Scotty Steiner's going to lose his motherfucking mind. Anybody surprised by that at all? But Scotty Steiner's going to lose his motherfucking mind. And the Hart Foundation will end up winning this tournament, in my view. So there you have it. There's the end of my tournament. And for the pure hell of it, boys, I pose this question to you. I know you've already recorded. You may have already posted the episode. I don't know. But I pose this question to you if you can edit. I don't know if you're going to. If you can't, save it for next week. But who do you think would win a match in their prime? The Road Warriors or the Dudley Boys? That's a question. Personally, I'm going to shock some people. I'm going to say I think the Dudley Boys would end up winning that. But just slightly. All right. I did watch a little bit of wrestling last week. Nothing really jumped out at me. Aside from the one big match, MJF and the Punk, CM Punk, MJF, man, he is something special coming up. He's a throwback villain. He's a throwback heel. He can do it, you know. He just proved to me that he is in the class with like guys like Ted DiBiase and Roddy Piper. He can do something to piss you off, but at the same time, you kind of want to see what he does next. I mean, it's not like Triple H with Katie Vick and fucking the shit that he did with Booker T and Test and all that, where he made it personal. There's just something about him, MJF, he, if done right, can go down as one of the best heels of all time if he stays on this path. And I've always said that, you know, my top two heels of all time are Million Dollar Man and Roddy Piper. So, with that said, douchebag of the day, by the way, is Cody Rhodes. Not for anything he did in the ring, not for anything that he said, even though he does deserve it for the interim TNT champion. He deserves it for a long ass time for that, just because those words were uttered at all, period, in history. Cody Rhodes is my douchebag of the day because I actually watched the Go Big Show, and I want the hour plus of my life back. Like, at least T-Pain is actually entertaining. He screams and shows emotion. Cody Rhodes just sits there like, yeah, I'm Cody Rhodes. My dad was something. I'm nothing, but I'm Cody Rhodes. My brother's gold dust, but I'm Cody Rhodes. Can you tell? I'm getting tired of Cody Rhodes. I really am. It's like once upon a time I did want to see him succeed. Like a few years, right before he turned to Stardust, I wanted to see him win the Royal Rumble and headline WrestleMania. Now I just want to see him join Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and yell at the wall. With that said, I'm done talking to myself. No teasers this week. Okay. Bye.
All right, so we're back. This is our tag team, Dusty Cup, Smoky Cup.
Smoky Cup.
Smoky Cup 420.
Smoky Cup Challenge.
Sure, Smoky Cup it is. Right. So we did ours, or separately, obviously. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it starts out, and there's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that got first round byes.
Yeah.
So, first up, in the preliminaries, I guess we'll call it, is Usos and the Harris brothers. And I went with the Uso brothers.
As did I.
Then we had the Young Bucks versus the Hardys. I went with the Hardys.
As did I. In a ladder match, though. I decided that was in a ladder match.
Yeah, that would be very fitting for those two. And then we could have done a ladder match for this next one, too.
No, this is a chair match.
So we had Edge and Christian versus RVD and Sabu. I went with Edge and Christian.
Oh, so did I. This is fun.
The beginning is starting off very similar. And then we had the Brothers of Destruction versus the Outsiders. I went with the Brothers of Destruction.
So did I.
It's a lot of, like, those are a lot of big-ass motherfuckers in one match, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think about that all the way through it, but yeah. And then we got the World's Greatest Tag Team, Benjamin and Haas.
Yep.
Versus
Team Angle.
Yeah.
I call them World's Greatest Tag Team, though.
Yes. Versus Bushwhackers. And I went with World's Greatest Tag Team.
As did I.
And then we got the Headbangers versus the Nasty Boys. I went with Headbangers.
Oh, we did something different. I went with the Nasty Boys because they're so much bigger.
They are bigger. And then we got the Rockers versus the New Age Outlaws. I went with the New Age Outlaws.
I picked the Rockers.
Doesn't surprise me. And then we got the APA versus the New Day. And I went with the APA.
I went with the New Day. Because I was pissed that Doom wasn't in this fucking thing. So Butch Reed fucking trips fucking Farouk. And New Day wins. There's also three of them.
Yeah, there is three of them, technically. All right. So yeah, all the way similar until the last three we just fucking veered off.
Yep.
So for me, that puts the Usos versus the Steiners, who had their first round bye. I went with the Usos.
I also went with the Usos.
Fuck the Steiners.
So upset alert right there.
All because I hate Braun Breaker right now.
I'm going to be completely biased on that one. I couldn't get Little Papa Pump out of my head. Not Big Papa Pump. Yeah, that's how it started, obviously. But then, like, Little Papa Pump was in my head. So yeah. It's Petey Williams.
So then for me, it was the Hardys versus Rock and Roll Express. Same for you, I think, right?
Yep.
I went with the Hardys.
So did I. That match probably could have happened if it was last year.
Still probably happen at this moment because the Rock and Roll Express was active this past year.
They're doing like a farewell tour, though.
Yeah.
So why not get the Hardys in there?
So have them just stop by AEW when Jeff eventually shows up over there.
Dude, just do it at the fucking March 31st thing.
Yeah.
That's how they would do that.
Yep. All right. Then we got...
So the Hardys won. Did we say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Hardys won that. Usos won the first one. Hardys won the second one. So we're still similar there.
Yeah.
And then we got Edge and Christian versus the Bulldogs. And I went with Edge and Christian.
I picked the Bulldogs.
That's not surprising.
Matilda bites somebody. That's how they win.
And then we got Brothers of Destruction versus Demolition, which Brothers of Destruction, even though I like Demolition.
I picked Demolition because Mr. Fuji's on the outside. I mean, I know they would
technically they could have Paul Bearer out there, though.
And they also have Crush. Crush isn't in the match, but they have Crush.
All right, then we got... I had World's Greatest Tag Team versus the Brain Busters.
So did I.
I went with...
Technically listed it was as the Four Horsemen, but I'm just going to use Tully and Arn, and so did you, so we're going to call them the Brain Busters because it's easier.
Because, honestly, if I think of Four Horsemen and a tag team within the Four Horsemen, the Brain Busters is what comes to my mind.
Mine, too.
So, but I went with the Brain Busters over the World's Greatest Tag Team.
So did I. I was kind of torn. I was like, I'm just going to pick World's Greatest Tag Team just to be an asshole the whole way through.
But I don't know why, but I would like to see that match randomly.
The match could probably happen, technically.
Yeah, but, like, I meant, like,
you know,
fake, and they're both in their prime kind of thing.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, so, yeah, I got Brain Busters moving on there as well.
Then we got... I had Headbangers versus Harlem Heat, and you had Nasty Boys.
Yes, but it's Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat all the way, though.
So Heat Seeker all the... It happened, and, you know, it's over. Harlem Heat wins.
And then I had New
Age... That match probably did happen.
That match definitely happened in WCW at some point in time. I almost positive I've seen it at a pay-per-view, even. Then we had I had New Age Outlaws versus the Heart Foundation. You had Rockers versus the Heart Foundation. Yep. Which is definitely why you did that.
Yep.
I went with the New Age Outlaws just because it's the New Age Outlaws.
I went with the Heart Foundation, Jim Anvil, Neidhart,
and that's not surprising because you're a Bret Hart guy.
Yep,
and I'm a Shawn Michaels guy, which is amazing that I didn't pick the
Rockers. That match definitely happened in probably for a title.
That match definitely happened in the very early 90s somewhere. And then I had APA versus the Freebirds, and you had New Day versus the Freebirds. So now there's no longer a...
Now
this could literally be Freebird rules match.
This is now a six-man tag. anyway, I had the New Day winning.
I got APA, so...
Okay, well, that's a different person altogether, so...
Yep.
Moving on to the Elite Eight.
Yep. So I've got Usos and the Hardys.
I have Usos and the Hardys. I have Hardys winning.
I have Usos winning. And then
that's also a ladder match, I decided.
This whole fucking block you could have almost done on a ladder match, except for the Steiners and Rock and Roll Express don't fit in that. But, well, the Harris Brothers, really, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Then I got E&C versus the Brothers of Destruction.
I have Bulldogs versus Demolition, which definitely also happened.
Yeah, that definitely happened, too.
I'm also picking Bulldogs there.
I went with Edge and Christian randomly in an upset. Because someone cost the Brothers of Destruction that match.
Yeah.
Is what I have to say in my head, because otherwise I would have just pushed them all the way. Then I had Brainbusters versus Harlem Heat.
That's what I have as well, and I have Harlem Heat.
I do as well. That match might, well, I don't know if...
It probably did.
Tully. It's possible that it did.
It might have. Very possible. Yeah, we said maybe not with Tully.
Maybe not with Tully, but Arn could have been part of that at some point. Because Arn was still kicking around then.
Before Westman was still over there.
Because Flair was over there too.
I don't know. I'm going to say that it happened anyway, but Harlem Heat still wins.
Yeah. And then I got New Age Outlaws versus APA, which definitely happened at some point in time.
And I have Heart Foundation versus New Day, which never happened.
Yeah.
But I'm picking Heart Foundation.
All right. I went with New Age Outlaws. All right. So now it's final four. I got Usos versus Edge and Christian.
I have Hardys versus Bulldogs.
I went with Usos.
I'm going Bulldogs.
Okay.
Again, I told to bite somebody. That's not on a ladder this time.
And then I got Harlem Heat versus New Age Outlaws.
I have Harlem Heat versus Heart Foundation.
So almost similar. I went with New Age Outlaws.
I went with Harlem Heat.
Of course you did. You're going to win this fucking thing, aren't they? Because my final is Usos versus New Age Outlaws.
I have Bulldogs versus Harlem Heat.
Yeah, so Harlem Heat wins for you.
Spinneroonie.
Sure. Yep.
Heat Seeker. Matilda was locked in a cage.
And I got New Age Outlaws winning for me. So,
Harlem Heat for me.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah. Started off somewhat similar and then completely veered off course in the end, which is interesting.
Like I said, I don't have Kings yet, but I'll add it when I get it.
So yeah.
Maybe he played by the rules or something because he made up his own rules but didn't tell us any rules except give us the bracket.
Yep. Got a bracket. Pick your winners, I guess.
That's how I look at it.
Yep. So we'll see where he went.
But no Dudleys?
I know. No Dudleys and...
No Legion of Doom?
No Legion of Doom. Yeah, no Road Warriors, and that's because like they're like...
Gonna win?
Yeah. I mean, if Road Warriors were in that...
I might not have called the Dudley Boys, though. But again,
I might not have picked the Dudleys to win. Doom wasn't in it,
and the Blackjacks weren't in it, so I figured, you know, fucking JBL can go be harder to Blackjack.
I don't know.
But since Doom wasn't in it, Butch Reed had to get involved.
Alright, that was fun, though, actually.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do UFC picks now.
Yep.
So, like I said, we're going to do them Friday, and then I'm going to do some guest the wrestler shit, which we're going to suck at horribly because you're going to get me the most absurd people.
Probably not. Probably somebody you're not expecting, though.
Yeah, so absurd people. Gotcha.
Yep.
So this is UFC number 271.
That's right.
Adesanya versus Whitaker. 2.
Yep. Bottom up.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Jeremiah Wells versus Mike Mathea.
Yeah, sure. I'm picking Jeremiah Wells.
I'm going with Wells, too. Mike Mathea doesn't have enough experience yet.
Right. Then we have Douglas Silva de Andrade versus Sergey Morozov. That's what I'm saying. That's all
I'm going to go with Andrade.
I'm also going Andrade.
All right. Then we got Jacob Malcoon versus AJ Dobson.
Give me Malcoon.
I'm going to go Dobson.
Carlos Ulberg versus Fabio Chirrent.
I'm going to go Fabio.
I'm also picking Fabio.
All right. And we got Alexander Hernandez versus Renato Moicano.
Hernandez. Just so I can remember that.
Okay. I'm going to go Renato.
Okay.
Randomly.
And we got Ronnie Lawrence versus Amana Martinez.
This one's kind of close.
Give me Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lawrence too, I think.
Lawrence the Heat on Harlem Heat Day. Fine, fuck it. Lawrence the Heat it is.
And then we got William Knight versus Maxim Grishin.
Well, I'm going to pick Maxim.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not betting against the Russian. He's got a lot of fights, so.
We got Alex Perez versus Matt Schnell.
I'm going to go with Perez, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you.
On that one.
I'm going Perez.
Yep. And then we got Roxanne Modafferi versus Casey O'Neill.
Casey O'Neill. I hate that chick.
Yeah.
I hate the Stone Cold fucking knee braces that she wears. Remember talking about that season one?
I do remember talking about that. I just realized, like, I didn't fully, wasn't over a picture, and then I saw a picture, I'm like, oh, I remember her. But yeah, I'm going with you on that one, O'Neill.
Andre Ovaski versus Jared Vandera. There's two A's on that.
Yeah, it's so weird, Vandera.
I remember saying that before now.
Yep.
Because I remember making fun of it the last time, too. Did he win that fight? No, he lost that fight. So I'm picking against him. I'm picking the former champion, Andre.
I'm going to go Vandera on this one randomly.
Vandera. You got to say Era. It doesn't
Vandera.
Count.
Vandera. Going Vandera. Then we got Nasrat Hakpasarat? I don't know. Versus Bobby Green. That's much easier to say. I could not do that at all. I'm sorry, dude. I definitely butchered his last
I'm
name.
I'm picking Nasrat.
Yeah, Nasrat. I'm going to go Bobby Green. It's easier to say.
Got Jared Cannonier versus Derek Brunson. That's interesting. I ain't picking Derek Brunson, but that's an interesting fight.
That is an interesting fight. I'm going to go with Jared Cannonier.
All right.
And we got Derek Lewis versus Ty Tuivasa. I can never say that dude's last name.
Yeah. I like him too, though. But I am going to pick Derek Lewis here.
I think Derek Lewis is the safe bet on that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking Derek Lewis.
And then we got Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker.
I'm going to pick Adesanya.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride it until he fucking falls off the face of the earth.
Yep, I think I'm going to stick with Adesanya too. I don't think Whittaker's beating him.
Nope.
All right.
Neither. All right, so guess the wrestler. 60 seconds. Any wrestling personality is allowed.
Okay.
So you got 60 seconds to ask me questions. Yeah. I will do my best to answer them. Obviously, there's some shit I'm not going to know about.
Yeah, there's always little random things.
And it's John Moxley is Dean Ambrose. It's the same fucking person. Okay?
Yeah.
So, right. like, go that type of style.
Okay.
I will give you the first one.
Okay.
So 60 seconds on the clock and go.
Which promotion? WWE?
Yes.
Currently, I mean.
Yes.
Okay. Shit. Raw?
Yes.
Tag team?
No.
So he's single, female?
No.
So it's male. Former champion? World champion?
No.
Okay. Intercontinental champion?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. USA champion?
Yes.
USA champion, but not Intercontinental World. Tag team champion?
No.
Who the fuck is this?
10 seconds.
I fuck if I know right now. Dude, I don't even fucking
Final know. Guess.
I have no idea.
Damian Priest.
Oh, what the hell? I should have said current champion. Oh, wow, that was bad. Okay. All right, that was fucking bad, dude. That should have been my first guess since he's the current one, but no, I'm trying to think of, like, who the fuck does only has ever had the U.S. title, and why I didn't... Yeah, that was bad. All right, you got me on that one. Jesus, I gotta get, like, a stopwatch. Give me a second. I gotta give you 60 seconds now. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready to go.
All right, go.
Male or female?
Male.
World champion.
Former, not current.
WWE?
Yes.
Active?
Yes.
With WWE?
Yes.
Sheamus?
No.
American?
Yes.
Tag team champion?
No.
Secondary champion?
No.
No tag team?
Never part of a tag team.
Ever anywhere else besides WWE?
No, always a solo guy.
Brock Lesnar?
No. You got 5 seconds left.
Fuck. Not Brock. Shane McMahon?
Minutes up, but no. One final guess.
Undertaker?
No, Goldberg.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're going to hate this one. God. Are you ready?
All right. Go.
Go.
Active in WWE right now?
No.
Active in AEW right now?
No.
Active anywhere right now?
Not that I know of, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Active in the Golden Era?
No.
Active in the Attitude Era?
Early career, end of Attitude Era.
Okay. Former world champion?
For a certain company?
Not for WWE, though.
No.
WCW?
No.
No, he said early career, so they wouldn't really... For a certain company. Okay. That doesn't help. Shit. ECW?
No. You're going
too... Yeah, I'm going too old because you said early career. So Ruthless Aggression Era was their heyday?
Final guess. Yes, but not in WWE. What
the fuck? AJ Styles?
BJ Whittemore.
At least I had a guess this time. Like, oh, okay, world champion, but not that. I'm like, wait, no, he said early career. And I'm like, AJ was there randomly right before he showed up in fucking TNA for like a minute.
No, it does not have to be WWE.
All right. Let me see. I gotta think of a good one for you. All right, I think I got one. We'll go with him. All right. Let me bring up my stopwatch. All right. Ready?
Yep.
All right, go.
WWE.
Yes.
Currently.
No.
Attitude Era.
Yes.
Tag team.
At one point, yes.
Tag team titles.
No.
World title.
Not in WWE.
In WCW?
No. 20 seconds.
In TNA.
Yes.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yes. Holy shit, you got it. 12 seconds left, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That was kind of fun. I like that one a lot. So let me give you one. Sixty seconds on the clock. Ready?
Yep.
Shoot.
All right. Current wrestler.
Nope.
Attitude Era.
Yes, but not in Connecticut.
Okay. In Philadelphia?
Nope.
Okay. The South? Yeah. WCW?
Yeah.
Okay. TNA?
Nope. Oh. Appearance.
Okay, but never wrestled.
I don't know about that. But not long.
Okay. That's not helpful.
15 seconds.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. This goes by way too quick. Why can't I think of anybody?
Ask a qualifying question.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to just get a name out because I have like no time with. Like, Benoit? I don't know.
Final guess. Benoit?
Yeah, fucking Benoit. It's definitely not Benoit, is it?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, Christ. Oh, he was in TNA for a minute. I don't think he wrestled, though.
Yeah, I can't remember if he wrestled or not.
It was very quickly. I think it was just an appearance.
Though. Yeah.
Damn. All right. I, like, panic too much. Like, I just try to stop thinking of names. I like, I don't fucking know. Like, this sucks. All right, let me see. Let's go. No. I'm trying to think of somebody. All right, here we go. We'll just go with this one. All right. Bring up my thing. All right, go.
Male or female?
Male.
Active?
No.
Alive?
Yes.
It's a qualifying question.
It's a very qualifying question, actually.
Active in the 90s.
Yes.
Early 90s.
Yes.
In Connecticut?
Yes.
Tag team?
Yes.
World champion?
No. Oh, actually, yes. Sorry. Yes.
Tag team and world champion.
Mm-hmm.
Intercontinental champion?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Tag team champion?
Tag team champion, world champion. The others, I don't think so, really. 10 seconds.
In the 90s.
Yeah. In Connecticut.
Right, final guess. Diesel.
No. Bradshaw.
Bradshaw. He was United States title. Cena took it from him.
Yeah. Not Intercontinental, though.
No. I can't remember one off the top of my head anyway.
Me neither. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't. That's why I said I don't know at first. I'm like, I don't know, but I don't think so. Can't remember everything. That's a lot of shit to remember.
I know.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Go.
Male or female?
Female.
Active?
No.
Dead?
No.
Okay. 90s?
Not, I'm not going to call it 90s, no.
80s?
No.
Okay, so not going that old on me. 2000s?
Yes.
Female Divas Champion, I guess that would be?
No.
No Divas Champion.
No Divas Champion.
Women's Champion, though.
Somewhere.
Okay, so not Connecticut. So we're talking TNA, most likely.
Correct.
Gail Kim?
Wow.
I got it?
Yeah.
Ah! I didn't panic.
Like 15 seconds or something is fair, too.
I'm like, I'm trying to think, like, TNA most likely then, and female. She's like the first one that pops in my head for some reason, although I could have been Mickey, too.
Oh, but I said not champion.
Yeah.
Not a Divas champion.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's...
Gail Kim was there, but you asked
Divas champion. She wasn't a Divas champion, though, no. I don't even know if Mickey was technically a Divas champion either.
I don't know if you,
I think she was there when it was still the women's. Yeah. I don't think she was there for that crossover yet. Or if she was, she didn't have it when it was the Divas. For sure.
We gotta do one more each?
All right, yeah, one more each.
Actually, no, because I think you owe me one anyway, and then we'll do
one. I owe you one anyway, yeah.
All right.
All right.
So one more each.
Okay, let me think of somebody in my head. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I guess I'm ready now.
Okay. Go.
Male or female?
Female.
Active?
No, not really.
No, not really.
No. I'm just going to say no, because she hasn't actually really wrestled, so no.
WWE?
Yes.
Well, most currently?
Most currently, yes.
Asuka?
No.
Kairi Sane?
No. Very small appearance recently. So not like, just not around right now.
Like Kelly Kelly? Melina?
On that kind of track, but...
Maurice?
No. No. You got 10 seconds.
Just naming fucking random people now, you know? No fucking type of fucking... Michelle McCool.
No. Just keep on that track. You're almost there, I guess. All right, final guess. It's minutes up now.
Nikki Bella.
Nope. Fucking...
Other Bella.
Ivory.
Oh.
I was just keep going on that track. You're almost there. I mean, technically, I guess she was active recently because she was in a match. But that's why I was like, very short stint.
All right. Are you ready for this one?
All right. Yep.
You're not going to get it.
I'm probably not. Go. Okay. I give you a fucked up one tonight. You're going to torture me. Male or female?
Male.
Okay. Active?
No.
Active in Ruthless Aggression era?
No.
Attitude era?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe a little, but not really.
So Golden era?
Yeah.
Tag team?
No.
Any championships?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dino Bravo, like...
Nope.
See, that's tough, no titles, huh? Like, a lot of people I can think of have had a title in some way, shape, or form. This is fucking horrible. I
mean, it's titles, but nothing.
Nothing that really, like... Big titles, big promotions.
Nope.
Oh, this is so difficult, so difficult.
Oh, you know, that means time's up.
Yeah.
One guess. Give me any fucking name. I'll give you a hint. Jobber.
Who the hell was a jobber back then?
Fat guy.
I don't know.
Bastion Booger.
Oh, this is, Jesus, that's not fair. I couldn't even think of a jobber from the fucking golden era, really. I'm like, who the fuck was a jobber that never had a title? Everybody I'm thinking of has had a title.
Brooklyn Brawler?
Yeah, that probably would have been a decent one to go with, I guess.
I said that guy, I figured you would have got it.
Yeah, that doesn't help. There's a lot of fat guys back then. More than there are now.
So the last one, we got 1-1, right?
Yeah, we got one each. So this is your chance.
I got two. I got Jarrett.
You got Jarrett. I got Gail Kim.
Right. I thought I got another.
Did you get another one?
Who have you used?
Jarrett, Ivory.
I didn't get Ivory.
Goldberg.
I didn't get Goldberg.
Is there one more that I used? Why can't I remember?
whatever. 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1, as far as I can tell.
So, I better get this one right, and then I win.
All right,
you gotta do something fucked up now, because you're gonna fucking pay back, aren't you?
Let's see. Yeah, I'll throw something random out there. All right, go.
Male or female?
Male.
World champion?
No.
Active?
Yes.
Currently?
Yes.
AEW?
Yes.
In ring?
Yes.
Sting?
No.
Active?
Yep, they're active.
In 80s?
No.
90s?
No.
2000s?
No.
So a younger person?
Yep.
Champion at all?
Not yet.
Scorpio Sky?
No.
MJF?
No.
Any other promotions besides AEW?
Nothing worth noting.
Okay. So one of them guys.
10 seconds.
Jungle Boy?
Nope.
Danny Garcia?
Ha ha ha. Dude, like last second.
Yeah?
Last second. I'm like, he's going to go through all the other ones first. I'll probably forget about him for a second.
I got that one.
Yep. Close. This is last second, though, dude. Like, it literally was hitting a full minute as I was hitting a button to stop it. That was pretty good. All right. So, yeah, I guess you won.
Yeah, won that game.
Yep.
Play that again sometime. I like that game. That game's fun.
And, like, neither one of us really ran away with it either.
No. I mean, it's dumb luck.
It is kind of dumb luck to memorize an extent.
Yeah. Yes, I don't have to memorize, but like I have to memorize it when you're asking the questions to him. Like, didn't you fucking do that? Like,
yeah.
It's gonna get hard. We're gonna start any big dumb shit like Hornswoggle and shit. Yeah. El Torito.
Yeah, we're gonna get increasingly cruel to each other with it too, especially if we start getting better at it. Like, all right, now
we're never gonna get better. We're just gonna get worse at fucking answering the question.
Yep. Fucking Red Rooster.
Yeah, you have to name Red Rooster. You can't name Terry Taylor.
Exactly.
Oh. All right, so I guess that's it for us.
Yep.
We'll be back next week.
That's right.
For our results of UFC, whatever fights remain on that card.
Yep. Yeah, whatever doesn't change. That's definitely leaving a lot of time to be subject to change, so.
And do you want to do an assignment or you just want to ride again?
I don't know. Kind of just let it ride again.
All right, we'll let it ride again.
Kind of jumped all over the place this week.
Also, Mix finally finished Dexter, so you can talk shit about that. I should talk shit about it now. Fuck, we'll mention it. Let's talk shit about it.
I guess we'll talk shit about it real quick. You know, I had high hopes after episode 9 that it was going to end okay, kind of. And then it sucked. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, they should have never brought it back. I would have rather had the way it fucking ended back then and from the original season than to bring it back for that. Because that pissed me off. That was a huge waste of my time.
Yeah, I liked it in the beginning, and then it got increasingly worse.
Like, I liked it in the beginning. There were parts about it that reminded me of the old show. Harrison pissed me off the entire series, so I don't think that helped. You know what I'm saying? I would have been okay with just Dexter on his own killing again. Like, the Harrison thing pissed me off so much. And then I read that they might make a spinoff about Harrison. I'm like, I'm not watching that show.
Why?
I don't. They want to make a spinoff about Harrison, and they thinking of having Michael C. Hall
as the voice.
As the voice.
God, I hate it already.
Yeah, and it's
not even out yet. Hasn't even been made yet.
Hasn't even been made.
Just a rumor.
Yep, just a rumor that they're potentially working on it because they had so many people tune in to Dexter. I'm like, yeah, but how many of those people did you piss off? Because I am part of that 8 million people, and the reason that I fucking tuned in is because you did so fucking well with the goddamn first show, and yeah, I know it left it wide open when it ended, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you brought it back to do this to me? That's not fair. Not fair at all. It's just a shitty ending, man. Shot his own father. And then he's not supposed to have remorse over that? That's not supposed to fuck him up more than he's already fucked up, apparently?
He's already fucked up, though.
I know. But, like, oh, so bad.
Whatever, I guess he wanted revenge against his father, too, though.
Yeah, he had daddy issues. That's where all his anger really came from. I mean, honestly, but...
Well, your dad's a serial killer who caused your mother to get killed by another serial killer.
Yep. So, it kind of fucks you up.
And then left you for dead with some fucking other serial
killer. With some other serial killer chick that he met after your mom. Who, which, like, I feel like they didn't do enough explanation of, like, that whole backstory enough either. There was a lot of vagueness in his past.
Oh, well.
Which, whatever. I didn't
care for it. Don't do another one.
No.
All right, so Dawn Dexter, fuck Dexter.
Yeah, I started watching the first, like, Dexter again because I just wanted to, like, remember the good old days. And it starts off with the ice truck killer, so it's, like, pure gold.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But, yeah, that pissed me off. I mean, there were parts about it I liked, you know, parts about it that did remind you of the old show. I just, Harrison pissed me off too much. And then the way it ended like that, it was just, ugh. I do think he made a mistake killing the fucking coach, though.
Yeah, that's what pissed off the kid.
Yeah, and honestly, I think if he just let her come back after she found all the fucking dead bodies down there, things might have been a little bit different. She might have fucking understood him a little bit, and at least maybe let him get away somehow. You know, and then fucking Harrison wouldn't have killed him. But I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to come back after this. Maybe he just wanted to do a...
Maybe he just wanted to have some closure on it.
Yeah.
Done. Dexter's over.
Yeah, he's dead now. There's no chance for anything else to have happened because now he's dead. You know? But it's just... I didn't like the way they went about it. I would have rather him been, like, gunned down, like, because they finally figured out he was the... Yeah.
Like Batista shoots him?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Hey, let Batista shoot him.
I would have enjoyed that more than
you
I would have...
You killed his best friend. You killed his wife. Yeah. Girlfriend.
You killed his wife.
Boss, whatever the fuck she was.
Boss slash wife. Killed Dokes, who was one of his good friends. You know, let him be implicated in all those murders that he didn't commit and right. Tarnish his name and the killed whole Jeb. Fucking... Yeah. Whole well, fucking... Essentially. Yeah, essentially, yeah. Because... And really fucked with her head, too. In those last few seasons. Like, really bad. So, like, all the turmoil he kind of caused because of what he was, like, that would have been... Since Batista's, like, the only one left out of that, yeah. Like, all those guys, you know,
Batista
really.
Should came back and killed him.
Yeah. I don't know. It would have been a better ending than that.
Agreed.
All right.
What's she got? So, nothing?
Nope, that's it.
All right, so no more Dexter. No more Dexter talk. No more Rumble talk.
Nope.
Until next year on Rumble, anyway.
Be here before we know it.
Maybe we'll get to hear fucking Regal say blood and guts soon.
Yeah. Who knows?
Anyway, until then, I'm going to say motherfucking deuces.
Peace.